Nero Burning ROM version 8 basics December 17th, 2007. Hey, this is Rick, and today I'm finally getting around to doing an update for Nero Burning ROM. I started to do an update for version 7, and I really never got very far due to the fact that by the time I had put Nero 7 on the computer, apparently there was some problem between Nero and JAWS. And when I ran Nero on the system with JAWS, and I tried to do anything, Nero would crash. The problem was reported to Freedom Scientific after the final of 8 was out. So what they did is they've fixed it in version 9, and I have verified that as of 9.0.519, which is the initial release of JAWS 9, that Nero 7 and Nero 8 work just fine with JAWS. There are no more crashes. This problem didn't affect Windows Eyes users or System Access users or any of the other screen readers. It was particularly just a problem that involved JAWS. So I have Nero 8 installed, and essentially there were no real differences between installing version 8 and installing version 7. So what I will do here is I will refer you to the Nero 7 installation tutorial that I did a couple months ago, if you're interested in knowing how to install the program. The only comments I really have as far as installing the program is that there are quite a few focus issues. Whether you're using Windows Eyes or JAWS, I've used both to install Nero 8 and Nero 7, for that matter. And what you end up having to do from time to time is you'll have to Alt-Tab in and out of the dialog if you notice it behaving oddly. I did notice on Nero 8's install with Windows Eyes, a couple of the dialogues that JAWS doesn't speak, one of them of which is the language selection options checkboxes. JAWS essentially doesn't really say much on that dialogue. Windows Eyes does fare a bit better. It does say the checkbox, but it also just says the name of the bitmap image for the language, so that could be a bit tedious. I went down through it, and some of them you could figure out easy enough, and others you couldn't. So if you're using Nero with just English, you're fine. Shouldn't have a problem. But potentially, if you are not an English user, you may need some help doing that selection. So that's about the only place I noticed in the install where you could potentially run into a problem and maybe need some help from a sighted user. Okay. I'm in Nero 8 right now.
New compilation multi-session.
And I'm in the new compilation box. And I'm not going to go through every single little aspect of Nero 8 as I did with Nero 6, because essentially, if you can follow the instructions for running Nero 6, then Nero 7, and Nero 8, essentially, as far as the screen reader is concerned, are virtually identical. There's very, very little difference, and nothing that really should throw you off any. So I'm just going to show some different things here.
CD-ROM left parent, ISO right parent, 1 of 12.
One of the things I've noticed here when you're in the new compilation is if you change your selection here between CD and DVD.
Audio-CD. CD-ROM left parent, ISO right parent.
Or actually, I am in the list for what you want to do with CD compilation. If I tab.
Tab, combo box, CD.
If I go to DVD.
List view, DVD-ROM left parent, ISO right parent.
Focus will automatically jump to the list of different things you can do for the DVD.
DVD-ROM left parent, ISO right parent, 1 of 6.
And then if I tab.
Tab, combo box, DVD.
Arrow up to CD.
List view, CD-ROM left parent, ISO right parent.
And now we're back in the list of things we can do with a CD.
CD-ROM left parent, ISO right parent, 1 of 12.
Okay. Essentially, if you're wanting to make a CD or a DVD on Nero, all you do in this dialog is you pick whether or not you're using a CD or a DVD, and then you simply come down the list and choose what you want to do.
CD-ROM left parent, ISO right parent, 1 of 12.
A CD-ROM ISO is basically just a data CD.
Audio-CD.
Audio-CD, self-explanatory, is a audio-CD.
Mixed-mode-CD.
Mixed-mode-CDs are CDs that contain both data and audio content on them.
CD-Extra.
I'm not 100% sure what CD-Extra is.
CD-Copy.
CD-Copy is if you wish to copy a CD.
Video-CD.
Video-CDs are... just CDs with video content on them, MPEG-1 videos.
Super Video CD.
That's an extension to the CD video format. I think it allows you to put higher quality, can't remember if it's MPEG-1 or MPEG-2 video on a CD.
Mini DVD.
And I'm not sure what the mini DVD option is.
CD-ROM left parent, boot right parent.
And we have bootable CD-ROMs.
CD-ROM left parent, UDF right parent.
We have UDF or packet CD-ROMs.
CD-ROM left parent, UDF slash ISO right parent.
And we have UDF ISOs. I'm not sure what the difference between the two of those are.
Audiobook CD.
Yeah, and this is a new one, I think, in Nero 7 or 8. Audiobook CD, and I'm not sure exactly what that's for either. And we're at the bottom of our list.
Tab, combo box, CD. List view, DVD-ROM left parent, ISO right parent. DVD-ROM left parent, ISO right parent, 1 of 6. DVD copy. DVD-ROM left parent, ISO right parent.
Now we have fewer options for DVDs. We have a DVD ISO, which is a data DVD.
DVD copy.
We have DVD copy. That's if you want to copy a data DVD. Note, this will not copy commercial video DVDs, anything that's protected. This is only for copying data DVDs or personal non-encrypted video DVDs.
DVD-video.
And DVD video is for MPEG-2 video, just like you would put in your DVD player.
DVD-ROM left parent, boot right parent.
And we have bootable DVD-ROMs.
DVD-ROM left parent, UDF right parent.
And we also have packet DVDs.
DVD-ROM left parent, UDF slash ISO right parent.
And then we have the UDF ISOs, which again, I don't know the difference between the two formats, the ISO and the UDF and the UDF ISO. Okay, and those are the options there.
Home, DVD-ROM left parent, ISO right tab, combo box, DVD. List view, CD-ROM left parent, ISO right parent.
I'm simply going to tell it I want to create a CD-ROM ISO, which is a data CD.
Enter, browsers, CD-ROM left parent, ISO right parent, CD-ROM left parent, ISO right parent compilation, browsers, 3 view, new.
And if you choose one of your compilations, whatever you want to do with your CD or DVD, simply press enter on it and you will go right into Nero Burning ROM and you'll be ready to proceed.
New one of one.
The first window that we get into here is just our compilation. And
New one of one.
new is our label. If we had any folders or stuff, they would be shown here. If you want to change the name of this from new to something else, you can just simply
F2,
press
edit new.
F2.
WEN. EW blank.
And we'll just say, I don't know.
DATA space CD. Edit data CD. Tab compilation list view.
The next window, as we tab, will be our compilation list view. This is where we put all the data that we wish to burn into.
Tab preview. My computer opened.
The next pane in our dialog here, or window, is the list for your drives.
3.1F floppy left parent A colon right parent closed. Insert disk dialog. Please insert a disk into drive A colon. Cancel button. Space 3. Insert disk dialog. Please insert a disk into space 3 view. 3.1F floppy left parent A colon right parent opened. My computer closed.
Oops.
My computer opened. End. Recycle bin closed. My network places closed. Trainings documents closed. My documents closed. Shared documents closed. My sharing folders closed. Control panel closed. Audio-video left paren F colon right paren closed. Vista left paren E colon right paren closed. DVD-RW drive left paren D colon right paren closed. XP home left paren C colon right paren closed.
And this is just basically your list of drives and different things. And if you select one of them and then tab, or well, actually, you can open it by
XP home left paren C colon right paren opened.
hitting your right arrow, and you can close it again by hitting your left arrow.
ATI closed. Documents and settings closed.
And once you pick a folder, then you can tab.
Tab folder view list view all users file folder 5/27/ default user file folder 3/ RIC file folder 12/17/ MSS serif 120.fon88kb training file folder RIC file folder 12/7.
And then you just simply get the list of additional files that are in that folder, list of files, list of folders.
Enter folder view list view application data file for contacts file folder desktop file folder favorites file folder 12/7 local settings file folder my documents file folder 12/13 enter folder view list view audible file folder 12/13/2007/121 AM audible file folder 12/13/2007/120.
And you can just keep going down through your subfolders and let's see, we can pick something here.
Enter folder view list downloads 1 KB. Logs file folder downloads 1 KB shortcut 12/ audible file bitcom file for call burner file fold html training fold ms office file fold my conference recordings file my dvds file fold my freedom box file my music file folder 9/20 my pictures file folder 12/ my received files file folder 8/ my received podcasts file folder 4/2/2006 my skype content file folder 8/9/2012 end zenus broken wpa-psk.word2003.txt winxp Books.zip 1 Word 2000 W Zenus broken link report for March 2nd, 2007 to 221,000.
And you can pick your files down through your list just by using your standard keys for selecting files. And once you pick your files to copy to the compilation list, you can just simply hit Control and 1.
Control 1. Tab address colon edit combo C colon backslash documents and settings backslash RIC backslash my document.
If we tab again, we'll go to our address bar.
Tab preview data CD.
We're back all the ways around now.
Tab not selected WinXP books.zip 1744KB. Not selected WinXP books.zip 1007 Word 2000 WPA dash Zenus broken lin dot 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 9.
And there are the files that I selected. to put in the compilation list. You can
tab, my documents opened, my documents opened.
You can repeat this and go to another drive or another folder.
My documents closed. Local settings closed. Favorites desktop. Contacts. Application Rick opened. Default user closed. All users closed. Documents and settings open. ATI closed. XP home left parent. XP home. DVD dash RW. Vista left parent E colon right. Audio dash video left parent F colon right parent closed. Vista left parent E colon right parent enter. Tab, folder view, list view, archived stuff file folder, Epson file folder, my received podcasts file folder, 10 slash enter, folder view, blind cool tech file folder, 12 enter, folder view, list view, BCT 1089 wind controller dot mp3 21198 kb winamp media file blind, BCT 1090 Sarah.
One thing that you can do differently that I don't believe you could do on Nero 6, but you can do on 7 and 8 as you have first key navigation. So if you want to jump to something, instead of arrowing down through the list or up through the list, you can just simply hit the first letter.
F. G. BCT 1090. BCT 1091. Telmate.mp3 30,000 R.
Let's see if I can find something
S.
here.
I. BCT 1092. Identity Theft Protection.mp3 3828 kb.
And I bet there is nothing in this folder.
N. BCT 1146.
No, except for BCTs, so...
BCT.
But I'm just going to select a few
BCT
more.
BCT 1131, Robin Christopher.
And I'm going to Control 1.
Control 1. Tab, address code tab, preview tab, list view, not selected. BCT 1131, Robin CH, home. BCT 1132, gateway, dot, 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 set. BCT 1133, Melodon, dot, dot. BCT 1134, flight sim, dot, dot. BCT 1135, vibe. BCT 1130, BCT, BC, BC, BCT 1140,
Winx,
ebooks, dot, zip, 1744 kb.
Down through my list here. Now if you in JAWS hit your insert numpad 3.
Total size on disk colon 156 MB bank DVD DDDW 60.
You will get your total size that you're currently going to burn. And as with Nero 6, if you were ready to burn, simply
files, edit, view, recorder. Choose recorder, burn compilation, dot, 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 control plus B.
And you could go up here to the recorders and go down to burn, or you could simply do a control B.
Enter. Burn compilation dialog, burn page, list view, CD dash ROM left parent, ISO right parent. Tab, combo box, CD, tab, burn tab. Tab, determine maximum speed, checkbox not checked.
Alt plus T.
Tab, simulation checkbox not checked.
Alt.
Tab, right checkbox checked.
Alt plus W.
Tab, right speed colon combo box. 40x left parent 6000k. Tab, right method colon combo box. Disk dash at dash ones.
Alt plus I.
And you have your various options here that I've already covered in the Nero 6 tutorials.
Tab, number of copies colon edit 1.
Alt plus U.
Tab, seamless link checkbox checked.
Alt.
Tab, use multiple recorders. Tab, do a virus check before. Tab, burn button.
Alt plus B.
And then we get to our burn button. So, essentially, as you can tell here, there are really no significant differences in using Nero 8 or Nero 7 or Nero 6. They're all essentially the same. So, rather than just simply... you know, redo the Nero 6 tutorials over, you know, and show you everything that I showed you in them, I'll simply refer you back to them. I just basically wanted to show you briefly how Nero 8 works and to show that it is accessible, and I've had no problems with either JAWS 9.0 or WindowEyes 6.1 in using the program. It's very accessible. And like I said, basically, if you can use any of the three versions, 6, 7, or 8, you know, they're almost identical. There are a little bit of changes in the user interface, but to the screen reader, there's really no real noticeable differences, except I think 8 introduces the address bar when you're tabbing around.
Escape list view WinXP books.zip 1744 KB.
But other than that, all the functions that you learned how to do in previous versions of Nero Burning ROM still work in Nero 8. I'm not aware of any real huge additions that would need to be covered. So, that pretty much wraps this up. I just wanted to give you a real brief update to Nero 8. For those of you who have not ever used Nero at all, I will refer you to my Nero 6 tutorials. I have a four-part series. You can download those. They will show you how to create data CDs, MP3 CDs, audio CDs, show you how to copy CDs, DVDs. I'll show you how to rip music with Nero. And we'll go through some of the advanced options that are in Nero. So, if, like I said, if you haven't used Nero before, you can refer back to those. If you need any help with installation, you can refer back to the Nero 7 installation tutorial. And that about covers it. So, I hope you found this interesting. I will talk to you next time. Thanks for listening. Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's RHARMON 928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's RHARMON, at blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. If you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.